This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good Saturday morning as we kick off the brand new month of August. Welcome aboard. You know, you long-time listeners of this program know we kind of have a campsite environment. We have a lot of laughs. We talk about fishing and hunting and fun. But sometimes we have to have a serious conversation. And this morning is one of those times. There's an extremely dangerous situation out there for anyone involved in salt or brackish water activities. Talking about the flesh-eating bacteria. No, it's not some science fiction tale or anything to joke about. It is real, and it can be deadly. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about it coming up before you head out this weekend. Also want to wish good luck to those participating in this week's fishing rodeos and tournaments. In addition to the CCA Star, which is open to Labor Day. Can you believe we're only 30 days away from Labor Day already? In addition to that, we also have the 75th Annual Empire South Pass Rodeo. The weigh scales down at the Empire Boat Harbor today will be closing at 6 p.m., and that will be followed by the awards ceremony. We also have the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Billfish Limited taking place over at Orange Beach, where they're going to be fishing for some big fish and big dollars. Weigh-in going on this evening and tonight, and tomorrow morning they'll officially present those awards and some pretty sizable checks. Well, if you are a coastal Louisiana duck hunter, I want to remind you, we'll tell you why this upcoming Thursday, August 7th commission meeting is an important one to attend in person or at least have your voice heard via email. I'll be there and hope to see you at the Baton Rouge Department of Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters office on Quail Drive. You know, we're always on red snapper watch here, and I've got the latest harvest quota data. Where Louisiana stands to continue what so far has really been an outstanding summer for red snapper anglers, and we'll update you on that situation. See how much more time we've got to catch red snapper before the season shuts down. Well, if you want to see some cool fishing during these hot days, you can check out this week's Bayou Wild TV episode. It's our Alaskan Cajun Invasion adventure, where you see us fishing in jackets and overalls in August and some pretty impressive fish. Also have a new law went into effect last night for you Louisiana froggers. We'll tell you what that's all about. And this week, we have the story of a Georgia man who is or possibly was an outdoor TV show host. But he's taken a plea deal, and that makes him today's bad boy of the outdoors. I'll also be looking for your text fishing reports. If you had a successful fish, send it along. If you had a trip, and we'll let our friends in the audience know about it. Maybe you can help them catch some fish, too. Also, we'll take your comments, your questions. That number, if you don't have it, 504-260-1870. That's our direct live into the studio text message, 504-260-1870. Unfortunately, your photos of your big catch, you can't attach those. If you want to send me some pictures, do that on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and just check out the contact Don link, and you can send it along. Coastal marine forecast, if you are headed out, we're looking at some west and southwesterly winds today. West is not the best as far as I'm concerned in most areas along the Great Gulf Coast. But that's what you're dealing with, about a 2-foot chop offshore, 8 to 15 knot wind, same for tomorrow. But the seas could drop a little lower to 1 foot. On the interior lakes and bays, west to southwesterly to becoming directly out of the west tomorrow at 6 to 12. Mississippi River's dropping fast, 6.0. Got a lot of water moving, average tide range 1.4. And yes, there's going to be some water not only in the lakes and the Gulf, but also from the sky. About a 60% chance today, 30% tomorrow, depending, of course, where you are. And you got to be careful for those big storms. They come up real quick, and those winds and seas can get a lot higher if you happen to get caught. We're back with Robbie Campos, Shell Beach, and St. Bernard Parish Report right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go Network. And as you head on down to Shell Beach to Campos Marina to pick up your fresh shrimp or your live shrimp and put your boat in the water, Robbie Campos joins us to tell you what's been happening down there each and every week. Robbie, how's things been down at the beach?
Well, you know, Don, the first part of the week was really slow. We had, you know, not much tide movement. We were on that neat tide deal for the first few days of the week. The second half of the week progressed, and it was really good the second half of the week. And that means from the inside here all the way out to the Sound and to the islands. It was good. So, you know, the first, like I said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday evening started shaping up a little bit, but you know, it was just tough the beginning of the week. But we did see some quality trout being caught on the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne here, and you know, the second half of the week. Not many, but you know what I mean? 10, 15, but they were real big fish. I don't know if that's some sow starting to come back in, or because it seems a little bit early for them fish, to be moving back in, at this time, because fish are still spawning, because I watch what they're cleaning on the table, and I see eggs in these fish, so I know that they're still spawning. But looks like this morning, I see some lightning over the Sound, kind of like from the end of the ship channel going towards the Black Bay area over there. So be careful if you're going to be running out in that area. We're supposed to have some rain this morning. These little squalls have been packing a real punch. We had one pass through here, I think it was Tuesday evening, with 50-mile-an-hour winds in it. So, be careful out there, guys. You don't want to be caught in that kind of stuff or try to avoid it, run away from it, and get back into the dock. Starting to see some redfish, Don, which is a really good sign. In the beginning of the week here, it was blowing out of the west, and it was blowing pretty good, so guys couldn't get out, so they fished redfish, and they did really good up in the Mr. Go here between Shell Beach and going towards Violet. So you have that option if you want to go catch some redfish, and they look like They were 20, 21, 22 inches. I mean, some beautiful red. So there is that to do. White trout by the dam if you want to go catch them. The backside of the dam has nothing been going on there. There's still a somewhat of an algae bloom on the backside of the dam. So, every year you get this around this time of year when this water heats up like it is. For the most part, Don, these fish have been on the bottom. They've been catching these fish down deep. The bigger fish are hanging on the bottom. And I sold the heck out of sliding corks this week. That's all I could tell you. It's catching on. People are listening, finally starting to listen. And, using a slide cork is a productive way to catch fish at this time of the year where people hadn't been doing it in the past. You lose a lot of tackle trying. Well, I said, why don't we just fish the bottom? Well, if you fish the bottom in flow pipes, or if you fish the bottom around a rig, you're more prone to snag up on something down there. And nobody looks at what's on the bottom down there because you can't see it. But if you're in 10 feet of water and you're around these wells, it probably with the pipes that's been put and taken away and put for the last 50 years. It probably looks like spaghetti on the bottom, with all these flow pipes. So these oil companies don't pick up anything that they put, they leave. They just leave it and run a new line. So if you fishing on the bottom with just a Carolina rig or a drop shot, you're more prone to snagging and losing your hook. The slide call gives you the advantage to dangle your bait instead of letting it sit on the bottom. So you lose less tackle, and it is a very effective tool for this time of the year, and it seems to be catching on because we sold a heck of a lot of them this week. So maybe finally people are starting to listen.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time. And, Robbie, besides the fact that you can save tackle by not getting snagged on the bottom, a lot of times those speckled trout will suspend or stratify at a certain height. I mean, it may not be even right off the bottom. It might be 5 or 4 feet off the bottom where they kind of stratify, and you can adjust that sliding cork to get to any depth you want. And once you find the right depth, you get everybody to rig their corks at the same depth, and you're in business.
Yeah, well, that is very true. But, Don, usually what happens at this time of the year when the water is 90 degrees or 88, 89, 90 surface temperature, and that is true. Your bigger fish kind of, they drop to where the water is cooler. And people say, well, how do you know the water is cooler? I get asked this question every day. I say, well, you ever jumped overboard? Not that you want to do this, but you go down 8 to 10 feet and you'll feel the water is a whole lot cooler right than it is on the surface. So, you know, and you know, people that are fishing, still fishing three and a half feet, you know, I hear a lot of complaining about 11 and a half inch fish. I said, well, juveniles can take the heat, where bigger adults want to be in AC. So that's their air condition. That's how they cool off. They go deeper. And you know, that's what fish do. That's how Mother Nature makes it work. So, but if you're right. And if you can get that line, maybe at that 7 or 8 feet where they are stratifying in there, you could get on them and you could put a whooping on them just by using that tool.
I'm glad you have them there at the marina, and anybody on the way down, I'm sure you'd take a minute to just show them. It's a pretty simple device, and it's easy to do once you get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you come fishing this morning, first thing is beware of squalls that we do have. I see, you know, lightning over toward the east. So be careful of that, and hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We're waiting on you. We got plenty of shrimp in the tanks. And we're just waiting on you to pull up. And if you haven't signed up for CCA Star Tournament, you still have time. Get registered. Don, I don't believe they give anything away yet, huh? I looked. I didn't see anything, you know, the boat given away or the truck.
I haven't heard. No, I haven't heard either. No.
I think everything's still there. So people, the fish are here. They tagged a bunch of them. You know, and there was, what, 5 caught, I believe, that no entry this year?
At least, so, yeah.
At least 5 that we know of. Get signed up. I mean, you still got time. It's, you know, you still got till Labor Day. Get signed up and make it happen.
Don't want to be that guy.
No, don't want to be that guy. No. So, all right, guys, we're waiting on y'all. Come on down.
All right. Thanks for that great report, Robbie. Appreciate it as always. All right, and coming back after this, we're going to talk to you about Vibrio vulnificus. You want to hear this before you head out. It's serious talk. Back with that right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Get any of those as we can, but I want to take a minute to do a little bit of a serious conversation here with regard to Vibrio vulnificus. It's a bacteria that's found in salt and brackish water. And so far this season, this year, 32 people across the Gulf Coast, that includes Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, all of our listening area, have contracted infections from this flesh-eating bacteria, and it comes spread through salt water and raw shellfish. So far, 8 of these people have died, and that's about the track record. 1 out of every 4 that contracted end up dead. This infection, there's probably a dozen or more species of Vibrio. When the weather gets warm, you can find it, especially in oysters and other shellfish. And the Louisiana Department of Health said that they're seeing this higher number of cases and deaths than is typically reported. 17 cases, 4 deaths in the state of Louisiana alone. Seawater exposure was reported as the cause in 75% of those cases, and not oyster consumption, but some have contracted it from eating oysters. Now, this spike is high compared to previous years. Between 2013 and 2023, there were an average of 13 cases per year, and already we have like 32. Mississippi and Alabama, a little less frequent there. It's only had 1 recorded case in each of those states, and neither of those were fatal. But they do estimate, and I'm talking about the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 people who become infected and die, although a lot of the survivors undergo leg, hand, foot, arm amputations. Some of the symptoms to look for. Anyone can get Vibrio, but if you've got medical conditions, a compromised immune system, that seriously increases your risk for an infection and possible death. The conditions that people have to be especially care of, people who have liver disease, cancer, diabetes, HIV, if they're receiving immune-suppressing therapy for the treatment of a disease, if they're taking medicine that decreases stomach acid levels, or maybe if you've had recent stomach surgery. Now, some of the signs of a Vibrio infection, these are things to look for in yourself or maybe some of your friends, would be watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, vomiting, fever, and chills. That would be a sign that it has been ingested. Now, if it's a wound, and I'm talking about if you get horned by a shrimp or you get a hook puncture or possibly fin from a fish, any of these things, or if you have a cut that is open, this bacteria can enter your bloodstream. It'll cause fever, redness in that area, pain. It swells. It'll be a hot temperature, and it starts to discolor and eventually would turn black. And if it's in the bloodstream, if it's a bloodstream infection, you would have fever, chills, and could be some dangerously low blood pressure and blistering on the skin. So some of the precautions that are recommended, well, if you stay out of brackish or salt water, if you have a wound, cut, scrape, whatever, or cover it with a waterproof bandage, if it's a possibility that you might come in contact with that water or raw seafood, wash any wounds and cuts out with soap and water. Always wash your hands with soap and water after you're handling raw shellfish. I know a lot of the commercial fishermen carry bleach on their boats, and they believe in bleaching their hands and any cuts that they might have to destroy this bacteria. I don't recommend that, but I'm sure it's effective. If you do develop a skin infection, let your medical provider know. If you've been in contact with brackish or salt water, it might speed up their diagnosis. Also, if it's a raw seafood. And if you are in a group that has that higher risk, wear clothes, and particularly if you're surf fishing, wear shoes that will protect your feet from cuts and scrapes. If there's glass or something sharp, rusted cans on the bottom that might cut you, that would allow Vibrio to enter the skin and into the bloodstream. And make sure you're wearing gloves if you're handling that raw seafood. So be aware. Vibrio is nothing to play with. It eventually gets that term of flesh-eating bacteria. It actually can turn the skin black and it dies. It's called necroticizing fasciitis, which is a medical term for rotting black flesh. This is nothing to play with, folks. be extremely cautious and careful, and know that in after the late fall when the water temperatures drop, and in the spring and the winter, it's not a concern. But when those waters are hot in the Gulf and along the coast and even in the brackish marshes, be aware. All right, enough said about Vibrio vulnificus. There's your 101 lesson for the morning. We'll be back to get some of your tests and talk about some questions that came up last week. I got some answers for you. And also the red snapper landing estimates through July 13th. Where do we stand? All that's still to come on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, many of you are aware that the red snapper is regulated by a season, and we are assigned a total number of pounds that we are allocated. This year it was 894,955 pounds of red snapper by recreational fishermen. As of July 13th, 516,946, which is about almost 58% of our total quota, has been caught. So we still got lots of fish to, and time to get out there and get them. Remember, it's a 4 fish per person limit and a 16-inch minimum size limit on red snapper. And that season's going to remain open until those recreational landings get close to or reach the total allocation that we have. And I'm thinking it's going to actually make it into the fall, because with school starting, trips out in the Gulf of Snapper are going to kind of drop off a little bit. But it's pretty incredible that we've been allowed 7 days a week and people going out there fishing. Just a shame that the sharks get so many of them and all you reel up is a head. I see that every day out there. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause coming up, and on the backside, I'm going to get to your text messages at 504-260-1870. Back with that right after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, our Wingbone turkey call maker is checking in, and I gave him the nickname of Wingbone. He's in Wilmer, Alabama, and this text thing kind of gets crazy. It says something about the pain in Wingbone turkey is finished. Maybe give me a better text on that, Wingbone, because that one doesn't make sense. Here's one that says Fandy checking in over in Dothan, Alabama. Tannerite. I got an idea what that nickname's about. Lug and himself are headed down to Panama City to scratch our inshore itch until we can make it back to Venice in a few weeks. Well, good luck to you, Fandy. Lafitte LT says, nothing like watching kids catch fish for the first time. I agree. Great experience helping at the camp this week. Leaving for our own Cajun invasion to Alaska next Saturday. I am jealous, Lafitte LT. Y'all know what's awaiting for you there. What kind of trips you going to be doing, inshore, offshore, both? And here's one from Taft. He said, Taft Klein, Peter. He says, good morning. Ashley and I are going. Now, listen to the way this text came in to me. Bayou pigeon. B-U-Y-Y-O-U. Somebody's going to buy me a pigeon? No, they're talking about a place called Bayou Pigeon. The rest of it says, steady fall that I look for more bands. So, again, the autocorrect kind of gives us fits and presents puzzles for us. Here's one that says Pelican Point Marina is getting ready for a float fest at Crab Trap Island. Don't know anything about it. Here's one from the Backstrap Stacker in Mobile, getting some honeydews done and then welcoming this mini cool front coming in with the rain. You know, when highs in the 80s is a blessing. Yeah, I agree, Backstrap. He also says he had a friend die from that Vibrio. He was boiling crawfish on Sunday and was dead on Monday. It's no joke. He cut his leg on a boat trail. Things like that can happen. It is serious. You know, I'm sure a lot of us, in all the years and decades I've been out in salt and brackish water and eating oysters and handling fish and shrimp and crabs and everything else, I've probably come in contact with it. And I think for the most part, if you have a healthy immune system, you can actually overcome and kill that bacteria. You may get a little redness and swelling, and I've had that, but it doesn't go any further than that. But in some cases, if the bacteria is very powerful, or has a huge amount of it, or if you happen to have a compromised immune system or on certain medications, it can lead to much more serious symptoms and possibly fatality. All right, we have somebody in Baton Rouge looking for more bass. Go get them. And here we have one that says, oh, that was Taft. He's, oh, more bass instead of the bands. Okay, now it makes sense. Hope you find them. Let me know. I crossed there. When would I go over that way? I was there just recently crossing it last weekend when I went to speak at the Louisiana Taxidermy Association in Breaux Bridge. And when I crossed the bridge, I was noticing the water there pretty doggone low and not a lot of boats up on the south end, but the northern end over there by Henderson had quite a few more boats. All right, here's one from Ohio who just looked up slide cork. It's just a bobber. Grew up bobber fishing in lakes and ponds. It's hassle-free, guaranteed, unless the bobber slips. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. What a sliding cork is, and we've discussed it before, it's a cork that you run the line through the stem or through the bobber. In other words, it doesn't clamp to the line and stay in a fixed position. It slides up and down the line. Then you can put a knot, or there's these little holders of various types. Some are strings, some are little plastic beads. And you put them at a certain depth, and it prevents the bobber from allowing the bait to go down any further. And you can set it at 3 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet. You can set it at 10 feet, 12 feet, wherever you want to put it. You can actually reel the line with the bobber stopper onto your reel. And once you find the depth that's safe to stay off the bottom or where the fish are stratified, you're in business. All right, I got a text from Worm, and yeah, Worm, I do agree. That is creepy and weird. Thanks for lightening up my morning. All right, we got more. Here's one says they keep a bottle of hydrogen peroxide in my boat. I can change it out every year if I don't use it. I pay about $1 per bottle. That's Sherman and Covington. Good tip there, Sherman. All right, we're coming back. I'll get to some more of your texts and tell you about a cool show that's airing right now. It might cool you off. Also, I did some research for someone last week. I couldn't get to their text question for last week, but I got it for you this week. I think it was Old Man Sam. Back with that after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, couple notes before we get back to your text. There's a new frogging law that went into effect August 1st. It was passed by the legislature. You can now carry a firearm while you're in the act of frogging. Up until this time, you were not allowed to have any type of a firearm in your possession. Evidently, some people thought that there may be a chance that they're going to get mugged while they're out there frogging, so they want to be armed. Or they want to address any venomous snakes they might find, or maybe in the case of if you're frogging up in the marsh or the swamps, there could be some hogs there encountered. But I don't know. It may give some outlaws an opportunity or tempt some people to use the firearm. Now, you can't use it on the frog. You still got to use a net, a spear, or your hand, or a paddle, or whatever. But if you're going frogging and you feel that you need a firearm in your possession, it is now legal to do so. All right. Last week I had a question that came in about kayak category in the Star Tournament, CCA Star Tournament. If you could use an electric motor or a motor on there to fish the Star. And here's what I found. The Star rules say that a kayak is defined as any vessel that has no form of power other than that supplied by its occupant, meaning paddle, hands, feet. If it's a vessel that's powered by sail, combustion, an electric engine, you're not eligible. There's also no mother shipping. In other words, the transportation, you can't load up a kayak, put it in another boat, bring it out there where you can fish from other areas. That is not allowed. But as long as it another boat to where the kayak operates independently from the boat or vessel, that is allowed. So a little bit of confusing there. The transportation of an otherwise qualifying kayak by another boat or vessel to where it operates independently from the boat or vessel, that is okay. Fish entered into the kayak division must be caught while the participant is in the kayak or eligible vessel. So that's rule number 13, kayak rules of the Star Tournament. All right, let me get to back to the text board. Let's see. We have third annual Float Fest out of Slidell. It's right out of Salt Bayou. Apparently, they have bands on the water and a lot of fun. Lafitte LT heading over to Alaska. He plans on fishing in some sort of fashion 9 out of the 10 days. 3 inshore, 2 offshore trips are planned, and they'll be staying along the water in different towns. Boy, some great ones over there, too. Kenai and Soldotna, Seward, you name it. They got some great places there. All right, here's one that says, I contracted Vibrio on my calf 2 years ago. No apparent open wounds. I caught it very early, and it was not a good thing to get rid of. I was fishing the marsh around Hackberry from a boat. And let's see, we have thanks to the Wildlife and Fishery Commission for allowing an old man to hunt primitive weapon season with a low recoil M1 carbine. That's from Old Man Sam. And the Big E wants me to ask the Plastic Man a question. I will address that question when we talk to him next hour. And here's one that says, I have been stuck many times by crab, hooks, even catfish, but all it took was one time that put me in the hospital for 8 days with the bacteria in my hand, survived without surgery. It is real. LOL. It's nothing really to play with, and easy enough to contract. Now, here's one says, oh, I know who this is. He starts off with, what's up, Big Don? That's Toby. Just wishing I was going fishing. I'm headed up to the SIP to do a damn work day on the hunting club. Got to pay to play. Toby, going to the work day. Well, you got to put those in. You're right. Here's another case. Spent 3 days in St. Tammany Hospital 2 months ago with cellulitis from a scratch from a crab trap. Could have led to Vibrio, but caught it in time. Hand water is now kept on my wharf. That's from Frankie D. Yeah, that's right. You did get a little time in the hospital. So glad it was not Vibrio, or if it was, you overcame it. All right. Said he swole up, fever, chills, right antibiotic and drip finally cured it. The red stripe going up my arm, yeah, those red streaks was pretty scary also. Dawn detergent and some water is what he keeps on the wharf now. That's the king of the tick fall. You don't have to worry about that stuff on the tick fall. Well, there's other things out there. Here's one says, as mentioned before, hydrogen peroxide, a very diluted bleach or iodine solution scrub, should be on your boat and used immediately after cut or hook in skin. And I'll tell you what, that may be the tip of the month, the tip of the summer. Carry something on there, diluted bleach, iodine solution. That's a little messy, but hydrogen peroxide, easy enough and very effective at killing bacteria. And then just maintain a watch on it and keep it under a surveillance. All right, a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Ryan again about the Wildlife and Fishery Commission meeting coming up this Thursday in Baton Rouge. We plan to attend. We're going to appeal to the commission to institute a coastal zone or a north-south zone for the waterfowl seasons for the next 5 years after this one. That'll be the 25 through 30 seasons. Once these are set, they cannot be changed as far as the number of zones that you pick and the dates you pick. If you want more details, go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and look right there on the homepage, and you can see the video of Ryan and I discussing it. We're going to discuss a little bit later on, too. All right, stay with me, take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com, all about the fishing down in Grand Isle and areas surrounding it. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's chat with Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. And, Darryl, what's been happening down there near the island?
Don, a typical August summer struggles, if you will. I mean, you know, you're having to hunt and peck. The water's hot. Plenty of bait. Shrimp are huge. They're big. They're everywhere. Of course, they're still catching all the croakers you need for bait. The problem that we're kind of running into, like I said, is this daily heat. You know, when it gets to be rough for you to take it, it's also getting rough for the fish to take it. In fact, you know, I use this analogy all the time about that fish in 92-degree water and the lack of oxygen that hot water holds. It's kind of like you and I being at 15,000 feet or, you know, 13,000 feet on a mountain in Colorado. And one of our guys just went there this week, and when he stepped out the car, he said, man, he said, I got dizzy, I got lightheaded. He said, I couldn't breathe, I had to get back in the car. But, you know, I mean, it's typical August. We've got a lot of small fish showing up. We got a whole lot of white trout showing up. Redfish is still a day-to-day kind of struggle thing. As far as speckled trout goes, you know, you're having to bounce around and move. And look, you put 1,000 boats a day on the water out of these marinas around here, and somebody's going to catch fish. You just hope that you have your fair share of those days where you're the one catching fish. Because you got to move around and find the school. The hot spot this week has been the barges at Fouchon. Of course, you know, you've got that Gulf action, which means it oxygenates that water a little bit better. You've got a little more current out there, so it's probably better quality water. But all around those barges and those beaches at Fouchon, The West Timberlier side has been doing really, really well. But that's a hike. And on a day like today where you got a little breeze blowing, it's going to be a little choppy in the Gulf. Plus, you got the threats of these thunderstorms. You got to kind of weigh your options there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Darryl, when you're fishing those barges, how do you fish them? How do you decide which side to pick? How do you rig up to check them as you're passing by?
Well, you know, Don, it really kind of depends on the fish are going to tell you that. My favorite way to fish them is on the Gulf side. My favorite way to fish them this time of the year, because our shrimp usually run very large, I'm talking po'boy size, is to freeline those big live shrimp in front of them. But the fish aren't always there. A lot of times, you know, over the years in the hurricanes, those barges haven't been battered. It's spilled rocks on the backside of them. So a lot of times those fish are on those rocks on the backside. So it really depends on where the fish are. And if you're fishing that, you've got to fish just outside the rocks, and there your options are wide open, working plastics on the bottom, yada, yada, yada. But if you're fishing near those rocks, you've got to do it under a cart and suspend it over those rocks, or you're going to get hung up every time.
Absolutely. Darryl, what would be the best shot if somebody was interested in trying to find some redfish? I know it's been a little tough this summer down there, but if somebody's set on getting those, or you get a client that says, look, I don't care about trout, I don't want white trout, speckled, I want redfish, what would you suggest?
Well, the bulls are starting to show up in the passes, so, I mean, that's if you want to just experience the redfish, the bulls are one thing. Man, that marsh over between Four Bayou and Bay Long, that marsh has had some redfish in it. There's some structure over there that's been holding a few redfish. But other than that, I'm being told that the redfish are way up around Lafitte, man. They're real close. I mean, they're way far inland, up in that brackish marsh. I mean, they're doing redfish drum and bass all in the same trips. So, you know, that's where the majority of my eaters are, if I have to say so.
Got it. Anything else we need to know?
No, Don. The Vibrio thing that you're talking about is of course, it's that time of the year. And either that, triple tails. I mean, we have had some triple tails starting to show up. I mean, any debris you find floating in the water, the crab trap, carps, that type of stuff. And guys, those triple tails, they love shrimp. You just got to be stealthy and come up on them slow and don't spook them. And if you don't spook them too bad, you can hang out for a little while, and sometimes he comes back to the top.
When you find those triple tail hanging under the structure, do you throw at them with a cork, or does the cork disturb them and you go free line? What's the best way to throw at a triple tail if you see it stratified underneath a crab trap float?
Don, I try to free line to it. I like to get a little closer than some people instead of sitting back and throwing a cork at them, because sometimes that cork splashing on the water will spook them away. But I like to try to freeline them. Now, with that being said, if I'm going to do that, you darn well better believe I've got a couple of cork rods ready, too, just in case, you know, something tells me, look, I can't get close enough to this guy to pitch him a freeline bait. Then my advice there is throw the cork past him. Don't try to hit the fish, you know, like you're trying to hit a stump with a bass worm. You know, you throw the cork past him and real slowly reel it into him, just like you do sometimes with a tailing redfish. You know, because if you throw that tailing redfish, a lot of times you hit him, he's gone. I don't care how hungry he was.
Throw it past and reel in front. Good advice. Well, Darryl, if somebody wants to come down there and get into some summertime fishing, you know, we got school starting back in a lot of places, so people may have some free time during the week with the kids in school. So how do they get you?
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on RealScreamers.com. Now, it's undergoing a little work right now, so there's some periods it may be down just a little bit for a little bit at a time. Or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don.
All right, still to come in the second hour, we're going to tell you about the host of an outdoor show called The Game. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. Also, we'll chat with Captain Ryan Lambert, Mike Gallo, and Lance Burgos, and get some fishing reports for you. It's what we do every Saturday morning right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, coming up this second hour, we're going to resume our fishing reports with some of our field reporters. Also tell you the story about an outdoor television show host who, well, he may not be that any longer, but he is our bad boy of the outdoors. We'll tell you his crime and his time when we get to that. want to get to some of your text messages. We've been having a discussion about Vibrio vulnificus this morning. This is the flesh-eating bacteria. 32 cases across the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. We've pretty high. Normally, it's about 17 at this time, and we're almost double that. Got some comments coming in on our text message. Quite a few people have had bouts with that or other infections from handling saltwater fish, and I haven't talked to anyone that got it from eating oysters, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have to stay away from them. We got Tony in Biloxi. He says there's others out there. He had a flesh eater in his hand called saltwater tuberculosis. 1 year of hell, a 3-hour surgery, and a permanently deformed hand. Well, sorry to hear that. And yeah, it's called spontaneous tuberculosis. It's a mycobacteriosis, and it's similar to the Vibrio, but a little bit different. It makes tuberculosis-like lesions in the fish, and it can be spread to humans, transmitted who come in contact if you have an infected fish or if it's in the water. So another one to be on the lookout for. Here's one that says, I had a fishing friend infected in Grand Isle back in 2019. Close call and got serious, but he recovered. I have a 20-gallon freshwater. Let's see, where's the rest of the text? I have a 20-gallon freshwater tank on my Ranger and make everyone who goes with me rinse throughout the trip. Also, periodically spray hands down with Betadine spray. Thanks, Phil and Thibodeau. Yeah, that Betadine is good for some veterinarian use. That's some pretty powerful stuff. Well, it leaves a little bit of a stain, but rather that than the other option. All right, here's one says, good morning, Don. When I get stuck by catfish, I use hydrogen peroxide on the infected area until the foaming stops. Typically, there will be no infection or soreness. Sam updated us on another change in the hunting seasons. Any hunter age 65 and older can now use any legal firearm for deer during primitive weapon season. Wow, I can't wait till I make 65. Then I can use my 270. All right, here's one says, what's new, Don? Let it be known. Bob Owens put out a message at the Wednesday 2 p.m. meeting in Slidell Auditorium that the Pearl River is going to be dammed off around Jackson, Mississippi, saying this will allow salt water to back up in the Pearl River swamp. And if you're looking for more information, go to the Army Corps of Engineers website. If things aren't bad enough, what's left of the wetlands on the north shore of Fritchie Marsh is being filled in with sand from the lake and bulldozers leveling it off. The north shore had flood protection with the wetlands that were there, and they keep destroying what's left for more developments. Yeah, I'm very familiar with both of those stories. The filling in, that sinks and eventually, hopefully, will become wetlands again, because I've seen that done in the marsh as far as Fritchie Marsh. And that damming off the Pearl up in Jackson, that is not good for the lower Pearl River area at all. All right, we got a fishing report coming up momentarily. We're going to be talking to Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy, and hopefully helping you find some of the fish that he tries to find as he goes around Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine, the Mr. Go, and the northern tip of the Biloxi Marsh. We'll find out what he's suggesting today, this weekend, right after we pause a quick 3 minutes for our local sponsors to tell you about their products and hope you'll support them. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO, who for $249 a year will sign you up as a member, whereby you will get unlimited fuel drops 24/7, tow-ins from anywhere to wherever you'd like to go, jump starts for those electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely, CETO's there. It's like a AAA on the water. Peace of mind for you and your loved ones, just one call away. Who wants to spend a hot, muggy day marooned in the marsh waiting on someone to come get you, or in case of wintertime, could even be dangerous with low tides and frigid waters? Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or go to CETO.com, and you can call CETO when you need them. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, this has kind of been a typical summer we're having. You know, we get these afternoon thunderstorms that build up and rain, and then it gets hot again behind it. What have you been finding this week as far as the fish?
Well, it has been a very typical summer with the pop-up showers, and you always have to obviously keep your head on a swivel where you can watch for those and stay safe. But earlier in the week, we didn't have near as big a tides as we do today, so we concentrated on choke points, and the deeper passes in the area are still holding a few fish. I would think by now the majority of the fish are on the outside edges of the Biloxi Marsh, where there's higher salinity, because they're all spawning at this time of the year. So it certainly has been a typical summer. We are headed towards the marsh. We're going to pop some corks and see if we can catch some redfish today.
Sounds like a fun time. You crossing Lake Bourne?
I am. I'm right over by Polecat Bend right now, kind of tucked out of the wind where I could make a phone call to my favorite talk show in the morning.
We are so glad that you do that each and every week. Mike, we had a listener called in or texted in. He was talking about the project that's going on there, basically right across from your lodge in the Fritchie Marsh, where there's some filling going on. What can you tell us about what you're observing there?
Well, I'm suspicious that project may be coming to an end. I saw several 18-wheelers with very large black pipes on them. It looks like they might be rubber or coated in rubber, which is what we saw. That's Little Lagoon directly across from me. And we would see those pipes. They kind of floated up on the surface at certain times. I don't know if they're exchanging the pipes out to do more or that project has come to a close, but they've built a considerable amount of marsh back in that area. In the time that they've been here, they've done a good job. Hopefully it continues.
You know, my experience with watching that kind of a project where they pump in sand from the areas into marshes took place over there a little further by Lake Catherine in that area over there. And it made land for a while, but it sunk so fast and then became marsh again. And I think they've done some project like that across from you before. And I'm assuming this is going to have the same effect. I don't think this is going to destroy the wetlands. I think it'll actually enhance it. They'll come back.
Yeah, it's a wait and see for that type of scenario. I don't know much about it at all other than, you know, being a spectator and seeing it directly across from my lodge there on a regular basis. But there have been several projects in the area over the last few years. And, you know, we need our marsh.
Absolutely. That is the nursery grounds. Well, Mike, you're headed on the Biloxi Marsh. You're already past the bridges. People are always asking about the I-10, the railroad trestle, and the twin span, and the Highway 11 bridge. Has there been any? What kind of actions there? Is it typically, you know, the sheephead and the bottom feeders this time of the year, and the specks maybe have moved away?
Exactly. If you catch any speckled trout in those areas, they'll be undersized. But there's, I'm sure there's sheephead out there, black drum, the occasional flounder and redfish. What I do when I'm staying in the local area, and I may be forced into the local area due to wind, I fish the deeper passes. Unknown Pass has had fish in it. Bayou Thomas has had fish in it. The LNN Bridge has held some fish. The tide is coming in, so I just went through or just went under the LNN Bridge. And I prefer to fish the 90 bridge on an incoming tide. And I'll work those passes as best I can, catch what I can. And as the heat of the day moves in, that's when I may move onto the bridges. The twin spans got some great areas where there's shade, and you could fish along the pilings there. When I do fish those pilings, during the course of the day, if any of my shrimp die, I keep those separate. And then I use them for chum when I get over by the bridges and try to attract some of those bottom fish to me and make sure we continue to have action.
Sounds like a good tactic. Are you going to be anywhere near Dutch's Corner today?
I went to Dutch's Corner yesterday, and we caught one undersized redfish. It was our last stop on our way in. I kind of wanted to pay it a visit. I think it might have been more sentimental than anything, but we caught one, maybe 14-inch long, and I thought, okay, Dutch, you're teasing me, but we'll be back.
Fish or no fish, that is a special place for sure. Mike, thanks for the report. If somebody wants to get you, besides going to my website to catch your link, tell us where they'll find all about you and contact you.
You could find me at aaofla.com. I'm on social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Good luck on those reds, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
As Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy. In case you're wondering about the Dutch's Corner, what that's all about, special place, that's where Dutch Prager, a very loyal listener to this program, a friend and fishing buddy of Captain Mike Gallo's, and we did a Bayou Wild TV feature, a tribute to Dutch. So if you want to watch that, go to our website, bayouwildtv.com, and find the one where we did the dedication to a place called Dutch's Corner. It's officially on the map. You can find it on the standard mappings chips. All right, we come back after this. It's time for you paddling guys, the kayakers. Lance Burgess gives us an update on where to go and what you'll find right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And for the texter that wanted to get updates and tips on Delacro, because they're on the way, I hope you're still listening. If not, I'll text this to you, and you can read it when you get on the boat. But last report I got is not too long ago from Jeff Brule. He said it's on the upswing. They caught several, get this, 3 to 4 pound bass, plenty of small ones, and a good limit of redfish in the mix. He was using spinnerbaits and those RX rigs. So I hope you got some of those on the boat. He worked them from Lake Leary all the way to Bayou Batola. So that's your Delacro report. This paddler's report is a presentation of No Wake Outfit. It's 1926 Airline Drive. Got the latest outdoor gear, the fishing tackle that's used in the local area, paddle sports equipment, kayaks themselves, and they've got fly tying and fly fishing classes. In fact, they had one last weekend. You might want to give Justin a call and find out when the next one may be held. That's at 1926 Airline Drive. They're open at 10 a.m. today. No Wake Outfitters. And also the fly shop. We'll be right back to talk to you. Well, let's do it now. Let's get Lance Burgess on with us. And Lance, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Don. Doing great. How are you today?
Fine. Listen, I got a report, and I think it was accurate, that there was somebody in out 13 miles out on the causeway in the middle of Lake Pontchartrain in a kayak. I think they were trying to cross the lake in it. Not a good idea, huh?
Definitely not a good idea if you are not up for that kind of distance. I mean, it takes a serious endurance to cross the lake in a kayak. So I would not advise that. Maybe the trolling motor gets you across these days, but
well, you got to pick your paddles. Yeah, you'd have to pick your weather. You need that lake like glass for a long period of time. I don't know, it might take you 10, 12 hours to do it if you do it.
Well, did you hear if they made it back?
I understand that they were sending the St. Tammany Parish Water Patrol or the Coast Guard. Somebody was going out because I understand there was two of them, and I think one of them had flipped over, and he was in the process of getting back in it. But anyway, we may get the rest of that story later. Tell us your story. What are you hearing? I know Butch Bridgel checked in and said they had some redfish over there in the cove over at by Hackberry.
Yeah. So keeping up with all the guys, you know, Butch did give us some good reports on redfish, that they were stacked up in the cove. You know, they were catching them on gulps, on plastics and all that stuff under courts with like that. I've been concentrating on Highway 1. As you know, I'm an avid star tournament, try to get on the board for the kayak division. But, and it's been a little tough. You know, hey, like my high school coach said, we're in the dog days of summer now. So if you want to be out there, you really got to go grind through the heat and deal with the elements. But, you know, I would tell kayakers all along Highway 1, there's a lot of places where you can target the rocks. And I like rocks this time of year more than flat marsh. Like Captain Darrell Carpenter said, I mean, we're waking up to the marsh temperatures in the water in the high 80s, and that's starting the day. So by the time the sun gets up, we're in the 90s. So the inverse of winter fishing, right? Deep water connected to flat water. The fish are looking to get into cooler water as soon as the sun gets up. And I've just had to accept that, you know, there's going to be some redfish on the rocks. There's going to be some flounders on the rocks. And take advantage of catching a little bit of everything. So I've been focusing, you know, a lot on the rocks behind Grand Isle. Obviously, the Caminata rocks are pretty famous both on the Gulf side and up on the north side.
and just kind of working all those rocks. And it's kind of what I've been doing, and running into some fish. Last weekend, we went north, tried to fish the bays north of Caminata. A buddy of mine and I went about 2 miles north, and I think we must have caught 100-something trout, Don. I mean, it was little white trout. It was little specks. I think maybe we had 3 keeper specks, but we kept a lot of the white trout. My guys like to use those for snapper fishing, and I'm going to use a bunch tomorrow. The boys and I are heading to Elmer's. We're going to check out Elmer's tomorrow. We're going to bring the crab traps, and I'm going to bring some of those white snapper to use for bait.
Sounds like fun. How do you rig up when you're fishing multi-species along that rock? So if you know, when you're not knowing whether you're going to catch trout, red, or flounder, how do you rig up from a kayak?
Well, you know, like Captain Dale Carpenter said, you know, imitation shrimp under a cork is a must. I do like to put a 5-aught screw-in 1/8 ounce or 1/4 ounce owner hook into a big plastic. I like to use the slick lures. I like to use the down south baits. They have a bigger 5-inch plastic that could accept that hook. And when you fish it weedless setup and you can drag it and bounce it on the rocks, that gives you an advantage to get down lower in the water column, stay down there where a lot of your fish are going to be. And I've been catching a lot of nice reds on the rocks, believe it or not. And that's been a lot of fun. Sometimes early, you want to fish that top water and stay off of the debris, and the fish will be active early around the around the edges and the ledges, so you can get entice the fish to come on up and hit that top water, which is a lot of fun in the kayak when you hear that explosion.
In addition to doing these reports with us, Lance also works on us with Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. And Lance, we're looking forward to season 15 kicking off later this month, and they can watch Tank on Snapper. Now, you were on that trip. Tell us all about that.
Oh, man, what a trip. Yeah, so we got a chance to take a couple of ballplayers out, Jacoby and Guillory, also known as Tank. He's a veteran of the LSU defensive line team, so expecting some big things from him. He was injured last year, but great young man. He's a new father, and he's always wanted a chance to go offshore, never had a chance to do that. So we followed up on our bow fishing trip that we did with him last year and had a chance to go with some wonderful people, the Rainey family out of Sycamore Point. And we took Tank and an up-and-comer, rising star with the defensive line, Ahmad Bro. Both of those guys came out, and it was interesting, Don. You know, you take some first-timers and some big men like that on a boat, you really got to kind of pay attention to what's going on. I've seen some things that I've never seen. Tank snap a pin reel right off the base of the handle. He was just torquing it so much, and he's such a strong guy. He snapped that thing in half. But, you know, they got used to it. They really enjoyed the physicality of it, and I'm sure those boys had a great feast because they took home a mess of an unlimited snapper.
Well, we had a good time with Jacoby on the bow fishing trip, but we couldn't find a hat to fit him. Has he finally found a hat that'll fit him?
I don't think Jacoby has a hat. The only hat that fits him is that LSU football helmet.
Yeah, he wears that well. Lance, thanks so much for the report, and we look forward to that. It'll be airing on the 28th, and, of course, up until that time, it's a new season of Bayou Wild TV. Check out BayouWildTV.com to find a station and an affiliate near you. Lance, I hope you get that star tournament fish, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Don. You have a great weekend.
All right, there he goes, Lance Burgess. Coming back after this, had a TV show host. Someone who is in my industry is a bad boy. He, the host of a show called The Game. Is anybody familiar with it? Have you ever watched it? I'll tell you a little bit more about it and its host, who may or may not be continuing that show. It's Bad Boy The Outdoors next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. There is an outdoor television show called The Game, and the description of it is the game is a dark, in-your-face, more serious look at what makes a hunter tick. It's about pushing oneself to the breaking point, then looking back on the experience to learn from it. Matt Jennings takes you to the front lines weekly to destinations in your backyard or worlds away. Either way, the intensity and drive this man has for the hunt will draw you to him and to what crazy things he will do next. Well, he got a little bit crazy and a little bit out of line. He's our bad boy, and his story will come up right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. A man in my profession by the name of Matt Jennings, a host of a hunting show titled The Game, has pled guilty to two counts of illegal taking of whitetail deer in interstate commerce. On November 11th of 2022, Jennings killed an antlered deer near Florence, Kansas. His antlered deer tag did not allow him to take a deer in that part of the state. The next day, the defendant drove to Oklahoma, where he fraudulently registered the kill in Oklahoma using an Oklahoma electronic tag. 8 days later, on November 19th of 2022, he killed another antlered deer, this time near Wakini, Kansas. Although he had a valid tag for that area of Kansas, killing a second antlered deer in the same year is a violation of state law. He illegally exceeded the bag limit of one antlered deer per season. These two illegal hunts were featured as part of his television show. Ordered by a federal judge to pay $15,000 in restitution to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, pay another $10,000 criminal fine, forfeit the antlers from the illegal deer, and during his 5-year probation is prohibited from guiding, hunting, trapping, fishing, or being with anyone engaged in those activities in Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, Colorado, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota, as well as being banned from hunting and fishing in Kansas forever. His defrocked host of TV's The Game, 35-year-old Matt Jennings of Bowdoin, Georgia, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, he may be coming to a Louisiana woodlands near you. That's not one of the states he's banned from. I wonder who ratted him out. Anyone ever see that show? I've never seen it. It's called The Game. If you have, text me and tell me what you think about it. You know, this brings back memories of other people who are in this business that did illegal things to enhance their television shows. One is, his name escapes me right now. He's got the little beard. He was a rock star. And now he's turned firearm Second Amendment enthusiast. He did some criminal activity for his show. Maybe somebody will text me his name. I can't think of it right now. But Matt Busbis, who was from Louisiana, he was racked up doing illegal things to make his TV show. And, of course, one of our former bad boys, Troy Landry of the Swamp People show, for using some illegal activity with alligator tags. But I don't know. I just think somebody in my profession, you are held to a higher standard. You're in front of people, and you're setting example, and to do things like this is certainly a disgrace. All right, we come back after this. We'll chat with Captain Ryan Lambert and find out what he's got going on down there at Cajun Fishing Adventures, and he's going to join me, I think, at the Baton Rouge Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. We'll tell you more about that right after this pause. Yeah, Ted Nugent, thank you for that, Texter. We'll be back right after this. Well, the Plastic Man joins us now, and I don't know whether you're at the lodge, but if you are, man, I'm watching a tightly knit but a pretty violent storm. You're about ready to hit you, maybe on you now, huh?
Yeah, it woke me up way early this morning. It's training right over. This got a lot of lightning in it, but it's not windy. I mean, it's dead calm right now, but it's going to train. It's going to stay right there just to the north of me, just a hair. So we'll see.
you'll get a chance to get out at some point today. Just a question of when.
Oh, no, they can get out. The boys, they're gone. Just staying to the north because it's just training. You know, you can get around those.
Yeah, it's narrow. You could, if you're watching it, you can avoid it. You know, you can outrun it to either the north or the south of it when it gets across the peninsula there and crosses the river.
And they got the radar on the boats. So they could actually see the rain where it's at. I mean, they they got it down to a science. The boys, they got it going on. They're some good guys, I got to promise you that.
They do. I remember the last time I was with you, last week or so, man, they were limited out by like 9, 9:30 in the morning. They were done.
Yeah. They was punishing them that day. Yeah, if you get on them when the tide is right, like the tide just crested right now, just got high and, you know, right about, yeah, just now. So it'll start falling all day, and then when it starts doing that, you can go where they got the grass beds, and it comes out real pretty. In fact, Ross Monte was down yesterday, and he smacked them pretty good on a falling tide yesterday evening. So, yeah, it's all good. me, I get to work on swimming pools and lawnmowers and stuff like that again today.
The joys of business ownership. Listen, I got a faithful listener been asking this question for a couple of weeks, and I didn't have time to get to you with it. But he wanted to know, of course, back in your freshwater days, did you ever fish with artificial catalpa worms for sockeye, brim, or panfish?
Lake runners. I caught lake runners with them. There was an artificial catalpa worm, and I used to fish in Pier Park, in those lakes over there, and I would catch big old lake runners with them, which is a red-eared sunfish to some people, but to tuna asses, they lake runners.
And they also call them shell crackers, too.
Yeah, that's right. They got a lot of names, like soccer, they have a lot of names. But, yeah, I used to use a little bitty one, you know, and I caught them with it quite often.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun fishing those lake runners, that's for sure. Well, Ryan, are you going to be in Baton Rouge this Thursday?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there. We're going to talk about these zones. I've been talking to the commissioners all week, a couple of them. I got another one to talk to Monday. And I'm hoping I'm making some progress because, I'm explaining to them it's not a matter of want, it's a matter of need. You know, the guys in the north, they want – you know, one side wants to open 1 week early and the other side wants the second week. I said, well, let's pretend that you open it the first week for the guys that want it open early. And you don't hunt that week because you don't want to hunt because you wanted it a week early. Well, you only lose 7 days. I'm going to lose 26 days no matter what. Everybody in the south will lose 26 days for no tide. And, you know, it's mandatory. So you can either voluntarily lose 7 or I got to lose 26, you know. So it's not right. So hopefully they'll do the right thing and we'll get this thing done, north-south zone to where we'll have, you know, three different sections, three splits, if you will. And that way we can close the door on negative tides for us. And if they want something up north, they want to go all the way to January 31st, that's fine. But we can't hunt there. We don't have any food left. We don't have any water. You know, it's – And then, again, if we go to a conservative season, they said, well, the chances of that is slim. I said, no. We're already in a conservative teal season.
Right.
And we've had the last 3 years have been the worst duck years in Louisiana history. So it's very likely within the next 5 years we'll go to a conservative season, either 45 days, 4 ducks, or 30 days, 3 ducks. And if we go to a 30-day, 3 duck, In the people up north say, well, we want all of January. We want to go all the way to the end so we kill some mallards. Well, that means the guys in the south get 6 days of hunting because of negative tides. So now's the time to change it because you can't change it for 5 years. That's a federal mandate. So make your voices heard. I mean, it could possibly end up with us being able to only hunt 6 days because due to water if it goes into January.
Right. You know, I got a texter wanted to know why even have hunting zones. Why not just have a state season and then put in the two or three splits? I guess it's because people in different areas want to capitalize on when the chances of having more birds are there.
Yeah, and the guys around Terrebonne, well, they want to be in a zone where they can hunt late because they have that little charge of ringnecks coming there in January. So... Well, I told them the best thing we could do then is make a north-south and draw the line crooked and terrible. So just like they do with voting things, just gerrymander the zone to where it gets those people with what they want, and that way everybody's happy.
Well, you and I are going to be there in person. I'm sure there'll be other people, but if people find it hard to get there in the middle of the week, well, a lot of people are at work, we've provided a form letter, and they can read it. If they agree with it, all they have to do is sign it and email it to the addresses that's on it. Or if they've got their own opinion about it, their own concerns, they can write a letter, and the email addresses are clearly marked there, and it's on my website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. And it's a form letter formally requesting that we have a north and a south zone as opposed to the east and the west, which when you put Venice and Shreveport in the same zone, it just doesn't sound right.
You know, I've been working on this a long time. I go at least once a year to the commission, and I keep this fresh on their minds. For the last few years, I've been going and doing this, and now's the time. And if we don't get it done now, you can only change it once every 5 years. So if we don't get it changed now, that's why everyone needs to speak up and get your voices heard, because we'll be stuck hunting in no water for 5 more years if we don't get this changed now.
Exactly. Well, Ryan, I will see you Thursday. Thank you for the report. We'll catch up with you next time. We'll see how this turns out. Yeah. Bring your umbrella.
Okay. No, that's a lightning rod. I gotta get wet.
All right, buddy. See you. There he goes, our very own plastic man. All right, we'll come back and close it out with as many of your text messages as I can get in. 504-260-1870. We're wrapping up the Outdoor Show right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking our text message board, I got a whole bunch of Ted Nugent replies. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. You know, his wife, I think her name is Shemaine. Shemaine. I think she was involved in some firearm violation. She had it trying to get on a plane, packed in the luggage, and maybe he had another beef with some violations for the outdoor stuff. But anyway, thank y'all for reminding me his name. Let's see, this one says, PJ, he's an Army vet, listening to us in Honolulu on the app. Well, thank you for listening in Honolulu, Hawaii. And we got this one. I'd like to call your attention, an article that appeared in Thursday's Slidell Independence North Shore Fishing Report titled Pogie Boat Study. As we are handed creel limit slot sizes, closed seasons, mandates, and moratoriums to all sports and charter fishermen, these fishery wreckers have free reign over our entire coast to rape and pilfer our fishery with no recourse or concern. Other states have refused these rapists from entering their state's waters. It's time for Louisiana to pull their plug. Go see if Mexico or Cuba wants to play your game. Well, a lot of people share your concern and really think that they just did that study you're talking about. I sat through the entire presentation, which took, I think it was close to 3 hours, and watched the methodology and what they're promising to do. And in fact, this last week, they had reports that they had violated the distance, and the boats were actually in an illegal area. The Wildlife and Fisheries got reports. They sent agents out there, and they found that they were within their proper boundaries. So what that shows me is that the department is taking a much stricter look at what they're catching as far as bycatch and maintaining the regulations that they fish off the distances that are required, half-mile buffer in some cases even more, and trying to keep the industry alive as far as, and you know, it is foreign-owned. One of them is locally owned. The other one, the money goes out of state and out of the country. But they sense some economic value in the industry, so it's continued to be allowed here in Louisiana. But I think people's fish, the fishermen's patience is wearing thin, and if they have any more violations, there may be an end brought to it. But for now, it's still a go. All right, here's another one. If the private landowner duck hunters wouldn't be so strict about fishing in their areas in the off season, they probably would get more support for the duck regulations. Well, most of the private landowners I know have no problem with people fishing in their waters, their canals, their ponds. During the off season, of course, when the season's on, and you know, they expect the fishermen to give them their privacy. But you're probably right, and maybe you should mention that to them. You know, that you would get behind them and support the change in the North South if they would allow the fishing in their areas. All right, here's Old Man Sam. He said he saw Ted Nugent open a concert for Toby Keith, July 2004 at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Biloxi. It was a good pairing. Yeah, he was probably more well-known as a musician than he was a firearm rights enthusiast and a hunter. All right, Bayou Wild TV, you heard us mention with Lance, season 15 is getting ready to kick off. This week, you're watching our Alaskan offshore adventure, guaranteed to make you have some cool thoughts when you see that fishing in Alaska. We kick off season 15 next week. Grana Vole, you know what that is if you live around the freshwater marshes of Louisiana. There will be a Ride the Bull documentary that was done by Chris LeCocq the following week. It's an excellent presentation. And then we have a new episode called Crabby Kids, where we took some kids on a crabbing trip a couple of weekends ago to Lake Catherine and had a ball with them, watching them catch the crabs and cooking the crabs and, you know, putting the bait in the traps and the whole deal. And then the episode that I spoke to Lance with, Jacoby and Guillory, called Tank on Snapper. He'll be catching red snapper down there off the Vermilion Bay area. All right, then we have September season, Miguel and Mom's Adventure. That's the one with Ryan Lambert, hunt of a lifetime trip. Miguel Sotero, a young man from Ohio. He's 11 years old, and he has an leukemia, advanced stages, and he's undergoing treatment, and that was his fishing trip of a lifetime. And he caught a big bull red, and you can watch that on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild in Season 15. And Tigers in the Wild will also have Lost Bucks Bucket List. Gabe Leonard, another LSU player, will be there. The Catching Cajun, Macy Bergeron, softball player, out there grabbing frogs instead of softballs. It's a lot of fun. Watch it. If you don't know where it airs, check it out. It's BayouWildTV.com. We're listed all across Louisiana where it airs. And if nowhere else, you can always catch it on our YouTube channel. All right, I hope you'll respond to the Wildlife and Fishery Commission on Thursday. If you're going to be at the meeting, I will see you there. If not, I'll see you right back here next week, 5 to 7 a.m. We do this each and every week. It's our 36th year of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Thanks for being part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.